This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Well, it's Thursday night, so you know what that means. That means we're going to go to the maestro, and he's going to help us out with 1911 University. Coming from Chambers Custom Guns. If you would, welcome with me once again, Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Why is that playing again? This is the drama of live radio, Joe. So I'm going to presume that you have been quite busy here of late.
Yeah, we've been pretty busy. And I'm actually trying to do the show from a different location today in my office above the shop. So we'll see how this goes.
Okay, well, it ought to go just fine. Why do you have a new office above the shop? Did you get tired of being down there on the floor, or was this in the making and you just now got it opened up, or what was going on?
Oh, no, I have had an office up here since we opened the shop here. It's full of storage stuff right now because I haven't had a chance to finish it. But normally I don't do a lot of phone calls from the shop itself because it's a metal building in the middle of a cornfield and that can cause complications, but I've been doing some calls up here in the office just to see how it would work, and because I have a clear view of the cell tower, and I thought, well, what the heck, we'll try it and see if it works.
Why not, indeed? So, why not, indeed? So, now, just out of curiosity, now this is Thursday, so between now and next Thursday, will there actually be a finished gun that we would see for anything, any project, any one gun? How many guns do typically you turn out a week? About two?
Oh, it just depends. Right now, I'm fixing to blue the second half of a two-gun set that I was supposed to blue last weekend, but I got tied up with some stuff, and a Colt that I've been working on for a friend of mine. And then Eric, he has two night fighters that'll be ready to blue probably Monday or Tuesday. And Brandon just sent me two 45 Commander WMGs that'll be ready to blue probably Tuesday or Wednesday. So next week will be a pretty big week for finished guns. We'll probably have 10 or 12 guns wrapped up next week.
That's a pretty good week, huh?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is a culmination. You know, we try to blue once a week. We don't always. So if we skip a week, then the next week Tad comes in and he ends up blueing a bunch of stuff, and I'll blue one night and blue a bunch of stuff. Eric doesn't blue too much. He doesn't do too much of that. Tad usually does most of it.
Right. Now, once again, it's blued. And this is the thing about this. This is the fascinating part for me to ask. Once a gun is blued, is it ready to be packaged up and shipped? Does it now have to be tested a little bit more? I mean, where in the process do you look at a gun and say, okay, this one is ready to go?
Typically what happens is We blue them. We let them sit for 2 or 3 days so that the bluing sets up, because we do all of that in-house. We don't send any finished bluing stuff out. And after it's set up for a couple of days, we'll clean it up, clean all the oil off of it, because it sits in this really heavy oil. We'll clean all the oil off, put it together, double-check the trigger pull, the safeties, the sights, take it out and fire 50 to 100 more rounds through it, bring it back in, wipe it down, package it up, and it's ready to go.
Is the number of rounds you fire through it, is that just a matter of shaking it down and making sure everything's right the way you want it to be?
Yeah, I don't want a gun. It's pretty rare that a gun leaves here and somebody calls and says, hey, I got, something going on. And part of that is because, we shoot them so much in the white, like the night fighters, they get 500 rounds through them at least. Eric told me the other day, most of them are actually getting around 600 to 700 rounds through them. But my personal guns, I've put 300, 400, 500 rounds through them during the build process, and then another 50 or 100 after they're finished, ready to go. Excuse me. Because I want to make sure that when the last person who touched it, which was me, it was running. There was no problems. The trigger was perfect. The safeties worked. That way, if somebody does call in and they say, hey, I'm experiencing XYZ, I know immediately that it wasn't the gun when they got it. Maybe it's ammo. Maybe they're trying another kind of magazine that didn't come with the gun, whatever the case may be. But I know for a fact that they got that gun and it was running when it left here. And we even go so far as to, after we shoot the 50 or 100 rounds through it, we don't clean the inside of the gun before we send it off.
Right.
Unless the only exception to that is if it's somebody that's specifically, it's just going to be a collector's piece on the shelf and they ask me, hey, make sure it's clean before I get it. Okay, we'll do that. But, I want the client that gets the gun to be able to open the gun, go, oh, he just shot this like 2 days ago. Perfect. And know that, they're in good hands. Put bullets in the magazine and shoot it.
When you're out there testing it, okay, who are you the tester? Is Brandon the tester? Is Eric a tester? Are you the tester? Who's testing it? Who's the uniform fail-safe there?
We all shoot the guns. Brandon shoots them at his shop. He usually runs, 50 to 100 rounds through them before he sends them to me. And then Eric and I shoot them a bunch, a couple hundred rounds. Tad shoots. Heidi shoots sometimes. We had a friend here today, Steve Voss. He was getting some work done to his gun. He shot some gun. My buddy Scott Hinker, who you talked to this week.
Yes, we're having drinks soon.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
Scott comes over and he shoots thousands and thousands of rounds for us. And I've got a couple of buddies locally that do that. They come over and we call them and say, hey, we got 5 guns that need shot. Will you please come help?
So
and that's good. That's good for us, because then I can watch different people shoot and make sure that the gun is functioning the way I want it to with a variety of different people.
Well, we got about a minute left in this section, so I don't have the time to expand on the whole how you figure that out. We'll get that in the in the next segment. But you're shooting these things not to break them in. You're shooting these to make sure that this characteristic is there and that characteristic is there. And I guess if you know what, I'm not even going to ask a question, because while I'm setting it up, we're running out of time. So you just hang on, Professor, one moment, if you would be so kind.
I'll be here.
Chambers Customs.com. That's where you can find everything that's out there. You can see the stuff that's out there. When you're getting a Chambers gun done, this is going to be a one-of-a-kind bespoke pistol. It's not like a designer suit. It's like a suit by the designer himself. Best way I can think to describe it. I'm waiting for mine to get cut up, and when it does, oh, happy days. We'll be right back. This is one of my favorite segments. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. The home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence. That is franklinarmory.com. All right. I'm not going to play the music. I need to do an intro. I need to make an intro for this. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And what I was going to ask you is this. So when you're going through, I guess the shakeout portion of the gun and everything, do you get some guns that you get out there and just run two magazines through and you're like, wow, these are just about as good as it can get, and that's all the shooting you have to do to it? Or, I mean, do you try to say again?
Big negative.
Big negative. Okay.
Yeah. As a fellow that I have recently come to know would say, that's a no go, Bill.
No go. Okay.
That's a no go.
Gotcha.
No, you know, we might take 4, 5, 6 magazines loaded and shoot it just to check sights before we finish the sight install, and then bring it in, finish the sight install, then we take all the mags and all the ammo that we're going to shoot out and burn it down with lots of ammo. But there is never a time that a gun leaves the shop here that it doesn't have a couple hundred rounds through it. There's just no point in that. We do this for a living, and my name is on every single gun, and I don't want there to be any question about whether or not the gun functioned the way I wanted it to.
Now, the thing you mentioned, a couple of things, like when it does leave and go to the end user and everything. So you send the guns out with MBX magazines, which are, I have tested the ones you've sent, and those are really, really good magazines. They cost a little more than some magazines would. But then again,
yes,
they just run like a clock.
Yeah, all the wide bodies come with the MBXs. All the single stack guns come with mags that are made for us by a private label company. And they're made to the specs that I requested. And, you know, people complain about the cost of the MBX magazines, but, you know, do you want the gun to run or not? That's really the bottom line. And if you're spending $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 on a gun, there's no reason to put mags in it that are going to make it not run. That's just
right.
Silly.
Well, yeah.
It's like buying.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, it's like buying a race car and putting bias ply tires on it. Nobody does that.
From Walmart.
Yeah. Or wherever.
But now, how do you control the ammo? What kind of spec are you using on ammo when you're testing them? Is it something special? Is it something everybody can find? What kind of ammo do you use, like, say, on 9mm?
For the 9s, I shoot pretty much whatever I can find that's cheap. We don't shoot steel case. We don't ever shoot steel case. We don't ever shoot aluminum case. But I've shot Federal. I've shot Reman. Winchester. I try to stay away from white box stuff because it's really inconsistent. And then we also shoot a lot of our own reloads because I like to shoot hollow points out of all the guns. Kind of, you know, we'll load up a couple mags that are mixed hollow points and ball ammo and lead ammo and run a couple of mixed batch mags through the gun just so I can make sure that, you know, the feed ramp is working properly, you know, everything is running nice. And that it'll feed whatever. Well, we load most all of our own hollow point ammo because it's way less expensive for us to load it than it is for us to buy it, even in bulk. And Tad takes care of most of our reloading stuff. And it also allows me to occasionally, you know, test some really hot loads and also test some softer loads and make sure the guns are functioning at both ends of the spectrum the way they should.
I would not have thought of that part of it. But so basically you're not using anything high end. You're probably looking for the stuff that you think your people are going to be shooting when they practice with, I take it.
Right. And, you know, the stuff that we load, that Tad loads for us here at the shop, it is as good or better than the high end stuff that you can buy in the store. We're using Zero bullets or Hornady bullets, or, you know, if we use lead, we use a friend of mine, Terry Labby, has a bullet company out of Alabama. He makes our lead bullets for us. And so we're using extremely high quality bullets. And, you know, the QC process on the ammo is very good. So you'd be hard pressed to buy the hollow point ammo that we can make. You'd pay a lot of money for it. You could buy it from somebody like Atlanta Arms. But you're going to pay a lot of money for it.
Right.
And when you're in our position and you're going to shoot 50 to 75,000 rounds a year, at least, you can't afford to pay 20 cents a round for that. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, let's see. We got about 2 minutes left. So I'm going to phrase the question and then you can answer it in the next segment. But the part, so you're watching your people shoot, you're watching, watching Heidi shoot, you're watching your guys shoot, you're watching your friends shoot. I suppose your friends also have a Chambers gun or two?
Yeah, most everybody that comes over here and shoots has a gun.
Okay.
Or has a reworked gun for me.
Right. So the ones that come over and shoot with you on a regular basis probably have a fair idea of what you're looking for.
Yes.
For the gun to shake out correctly. But at some point, while everybody's going through and shooting and everything, and you're observing that and maybe filming that, I don't know if you do that or not, but I sort of suspect you might do that from time to time as well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to that point? I mean, the uniformity that I am getting, the impression I'm getting from, you know, just from the few people that I know, like Steve and you, and watching you shoot and watching, watching Steve shoot that one that he came by and shot and everything else. The impression that I'm getting is that somehow, some way, despite all of these being hand fit and all the painstaking care that's taken, they all arrive at a certain point to where it is finally time for them to go, but they all get there somehow, some way. Don't answer that now, because we're coming up on the break, and you can answer that when we get back. Chambers Custom Guns. If you order one, the one you're going to get, there will be no other like it. It will never be one of these things about there's many guns like this, but this one is mine. It goes the exact opposite way. Check them out at chamberscustoms.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Workers at the jail where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein killed himself are declining interviews and getting lawyers. The Department of Justice is getting subpoenas to force up to 20 corrections officers to cooperate with the people investigating the death of the accused sex trafficker. Over a dozen of the nation's biggest phone companies are pledging to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says the phone companies have agreed to take action.
The phone companies will help prevent illegal robocalls by implementing call blocking technology at the network level at no cost to customers.
Fairly quiet day on Wall Street as investors await a speech from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, At the closing bell, the Dow was up 50 points to close at 26,252. The NASDAQ down 29. The S&P basically unchanged, losing 1 point. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And when we last left off, I had asked him, okay, so you eventually, every gun that you bring up gets to a certain level of, despite all the hand work and all the stuff, all the individual, individually unique things that are going to happen to this gun, how do you get them all to the same point?
Build them properly from the get-go.
Well, that sounds like a good. But see, that's a very simplified answer for you. That's a simplified answer. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, basically, what happens is during the build process, you know, we follow a very scientific, if you will, approach to each part, and you know, we, the builders, whether it's me, Brandon, or Eric, we know as we're fitting the parts together whether or not they're right. If they're not right, if we mess something up, we put that part aside and get a new one and start over. Then once all the parts are fit properly, the gun goes together. The gun is basically functioning on the bench with dummy ammo before we ever take it to the range. And there's some videos of me out there, I'm going to be actually adding some more content because of your comments the other day about the lack of tags for me on YouTube. There's some videos out there on IG and some other places of me sitting at the bench, functioning guns with dummy ammo, with empty cases, whatever. showing that the guns function literally when they come off the bench, when everything's fit, and they come off the bench, they'll function immediately. There's no break-in right. period. There's none of that garbage. They just run. So then when we take them out to the range, it's really just about fun, making sure that they're ejecting right. You know, for some guns, you need a little bit more extractor tension. Some guns, you need a little less. Some guns, you need a little bit more angle on the ejector. Some guns, you need a little bit less, you know, and making sure that the springs are set up right and whatnot.
So that is a true story, though. When I use a system, I subscribe to a system because I used to be part of a multi-channel network that would suggest tags. What we're talking about is me putting YouTube videos up about Chambers guns, and they're so rare that there aren't that many videos out there about them. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking for tags, I mean, if it was just me, that would be one thing, but I use something called TubeBuddy that I subscribe to, and it looks at the trends out there amongst the stuff, and it's looking at everything else that I'm putting in the title and suggesting the tags, and Chambers Custom is just a very rare item out there.
Yeah, so we're going to change that. I found out yesterday, I didn't even know that I could do this, but I found out that I can post videos from my cell phone, which is how we usually shoot them,
right.
to YouTube directly. And
yeah.
So now that's what I'll be doing. I posted one yesterday of me shooting a Knife Fighter that Eric built a few weeks ago, and I'm going to just start posting one or two a day, every day, until I get all the videos caught up on the YouTube. It'll never be monetized, but that's okay.
Well, you're in very good company. At least me and you
have that.
We definitely, you and I will have that in common. I don't know if Steve Fisher has a YouTube channel, too, where he did. I don't know if he's monetizing. I don't know if he cares, either, to be honest with you. I don't care. The only thing that bothers me is it sort of it stifles search when you're not monetized.
Yeah, right.
But they've already invited me to re-monetize, but they won't tell me what I did wrong to be unmonetized first, and I'm just like, thanks, no thanks. Just leave me be. Just let me put video out and not get paid to do it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I mean that in and of itself, I don't think it's necessarily bad, just given the following that you have. But when I come up there, I'll bring a bunch of you'll look at some of the stuff I do and some of the stuff I drag behind me to shoot video with, and you'll look at your phone, you'll be like, I can't decide if I'm just a little too basic here, some evil genius, or that guy over there is an idiot.
No, I know I'm very technologically retarded, if you will, because I'm way backwards technologically as far as all that stuff goes. I have to call friends and be like, hey, my phone got a virus. How do I fix that? You know, silly stuff like that. I don't ever. It's one of those things that really, it's always been on the back burner for me. You know, it's not something that was.
Well, if I knew how to build guns the way you build them, I wouldn't be shooting video.
Yeah, I know. I mean, at some point you get to, in any profession, you know, when you become somewhat of a subject matter expert or whatever people like to call you, it becomes more economical for you just to pay other people to do that stuff.
That's right.
And that's the bottom line. It really is. I mean,
yeah.
Can I work on my own vehicles? Yes, I can. But I make more money working on and building guns for people so I can afford to pay my buddy down the road to work on my vehicles.
There you go.
I mean, let the subject matter experts do what they do. And, you know, that's something that we run into with guns all the time is guys, you know, on the internet, you see them all the time. There was a conversation today that I was watching about somebody trying to build a bobtail gun, and you know, they got the mainspring housing and they didn't realize that they had to have a certain spring and plunger and all this stuff. And, well, you're not an expert, so you didn't know that in advance, so now you got to figure it out as you go along. And you know, for some people, that's part of the challenge, that's the thrill, that's the fun, that's why we do the 1911 University. For other people, it's a frustration because they thought it was plug and play, but unfortunately, there's not much on a 1911 that is plug and play at all.
Right, right. See, I don't...
To popular opinion.
I do not purport to be an expert on the 1911, although I can tell you when I pick up a really good one versus a really basic one or one not as well worked over, one out of the box. I mean, I've shot some out of the box that were perfectly serviceable, but they were not refined, I think would be the best way to put it. And that, unfortunately, with the 1911, minus that refinement, sometimes in some cases, that also translates into reliability, or at least that's what I found.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you could take a gun that's a bone stock production, you know, $500, $600 1911, and you can shoot enough rounds through it to beat it into submission if it has an issue. You just can't. I've done it.
Right.
You know, but you can also, and on the same stroke, you can take a gun that we build and feed it crappy ammo and put the wrong mags in it and, you know, let it run until it's just, you know, full of crap and you can't hardly cycle it, and it'll malfunction. They just will, because it's a mechanical device.
Right.
So, you know, it just all depends on how you want to approach it. And if you're wanting to approach it in a scientific manner, which is how we do it here, then you learn pretty quickly what has to be done to make things work properly right out of the box. And we do get guys that come to the shop, or, you know, they talk to us online or whatnot, and they say, oh, well, that's impossible. You gotta break it in. Surely there's some sort of lapping period or break-in period.
No,
or whatever.
No, no, no.
Come on over and shoot.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I tell people.
We'll show you.
Come on over and see.
Let me get you hold right there. We're coming up on the last break. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. He is the creative mind behind Chambers Custom Guns, where I guarantee you, when you get one of those, there will be one of those. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Excuse my busy throat. Very soon I will be going to Chambers Custom where I will be treated to Scotch and Ranger cookies. I don't know what they yet.
I have no idea what those are.
I'm willing to wait. I'll wait to find out. That's a spice of life.
It may not be a good thing. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. If you have enough scotch, is there any such thing as a bad thing after a certain point? I mean, you know, okay. Maybe we don't want to go shoot guns after a certain point, but that's all beside the point. Joining me again is the professor, Joe Chambers. So, real quick, with you recommend holsters from very fine people. You recommend magazines by very fine people. Although the ammunition, of course, you use every kind of just regular brand of ammunition. Has anybody ever gotten one of your guns and said and tried to go that route and said, "Well, I bought these magazines at the jockey lot, and I would think this gun would make them work," or I lost the gun because I put it in my Uncle Mike's holster, went out hiking, and I lost the gun. Do you cover that?
No, I've never had that happen. Never. I get the magazine thing all the time, and I just tell folks, you know, look, we send the magazines with the gun for a reason. Might you have good luck with other magazines? Absolutely. There's some great magazines out there. I have a list of ones that I privately recommend and privately don't recommend,
right,
which is the more important list.
Right.
And, you know, if somebody wants to try the ones that don't and they do work for them, awesome. That's great, you know. But most of the people, you know, like we've talked about before on the show, most of the people that purchase guns from us, they're not in the business of trying to change the system to something that they know may or may not work. They've spent a lot of time and money researching and buying the gun, and they trust me that I built the gun the way it needs to be built, and I know how it should be run.
Well, and that's the thing, though, isn't it? I mean, like with the magazines, with the MBX magazines, they didn't build them for you, but you have a relationship with them because you prefer them, and I have tried them myself, and I have, you know, I've had some substandards in that genre as well, and I can see the difference. I see the value in this, and if this is going to be a gun you're going to carry, well, you want a magazine that's going to work every time. You want a magazine that's going to work. It's not going to fail to, it's not going to let you, you're not going to have rounds flying out. If you drop the magazine, you're not going to fail to lock the slide back and pull the trigger on an empty chamber or something. Those kind of things matter.
Yeah, they do. And I noticed something, too, when I was watching your videos of you shooting various wide-body guns. You didn't seem to have any problems with the mags dropping free out of the Knife Fighter, did you?
No.
Yeah,
none.
Well, there you go. That's one of the other many, many attributes and why I like the MBX mags is because the bodies are made properly. Adrian and his people, they make the bodies right there, and they make them properly to the right dimensions, and the mags drop free. And I don't know about anybody else out there, but that is an aggravating thing to me when the mags don't drop free out of the gun.
Well, I mean,
it just gripes me.
With people that are with people that compete, where they've got 170 millimeter magazines, that do they weight them or something to where they fall free or something, or do they actually go out and spend the money on the magazines?
Yeah, spend money on the mags and be done with it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, guys that are serious competitors, they use the best equipment they can get, and you know, right now MBX mags are it for the wide body. That's my opinion. And I've tried a bunch of different ones. And if you're running a 2011 or a 2019 chambers gun, you're missing out if you're not running MBX mags. I mean, I know they're more expensive; they're double the cost of the next popular brand. But I don't care. I just simply don't care.
It's like, but doing that is a little bit like buying a Bentley and then putting Firestones on it.
Yeah, exactly. Like we were talking about before, there's no point, you know.
But I mean, it's not necessarily that a chambers gun won't run with other magazines. It will run. It will run very well. But the magazine, a good magazine works with any gun, and a bad magazine won't work with too many guns, will they?
Right. Exactly. I mean, case in point, I just got a MP5 from Dakota Tactical. And we made it into a postie. And I was looking for mags because I didn't have any mags. The gun didn't come with any. And so I'm looking around online, and somebody said, you should just buy HK German MP5 mags. I looked at those mags, and they're like $70 a piece. And I said, this is a toy. It's a you know, post-sample machine gun. It's a toy that we play with, and we test different things on it. We test ammo and all kinds of stuff. That's a lot of money for some magazines for a test gun. You know, it's not a real-world use gun for us.
Right.
Well, do you want the gun to run? Yes. Well, then buy the HK German mags. The end. You know, are there other mags out there that might work? Sure, maybe. They're 40 or 50 bucks a piece, so they're a little bit cheaper. Nah, whatever. Buy the mags that run. If you get a magazine that continually fails two or three or four times in a row, there's something wrong with the mag. Either throw it away or get a parts kit to fix it. But stop torturing yourself with the magazines that don't work. That's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Well, I mean, with the wide body build, when it's finally ready to go, I'm going to order three additional mags from you because I like to have five.
Sure.
I like to have five simply because if I carry it, I'm going to carry it with two reloads. That's just the way I do things. And if I go take a class with it, which I'm probably going to do, I like to not be spending a lot of my time constantly. Every other time I have to go back and pick up mags, I just want to go pick them up and not have to reload them while I'm standing there. So that's purely a lazy thing there. I'm not going to run around with four spares, although I might.
I don't know. We have a couple clients that, you know, all the Pro Series guns, the Regulator, the Knife Fighter, they all come with two mag standard. And I have a couple clients that ordered 8, 10, 12 extra mags. I'm like, wow. you got it going on. I mean, I have 12 mags for the shop that we use for testing, but that's different.
Right.
I'm running those mags ragged. We replace followers in them when they start to fail. That's another thing people don't think about. And on the MBX mags, for example, the followers are 3D printed out of some kind of high-tech plastic, whatever. I don't know. I'm not a technological guru by any means. And if you use those mags enough, the follower is going to fail. So you call Adrian and you buy some more followers and he sends them to you and you put them in the mags and you carry on. And people go, oh, you know, they should never fail for what they cost. Seriously. And your tires on your car should never wear out.
Never,
your
ever.
Brakes should never wear out. You know, and your pants should never get holes in them. You should never have to buy new socks or shoes. Give me a break. You know, it's a mechanical device and it wears out, so you just replace it. But, yeah, I mean, we got guys that they go, no, I just want two mags total. Okay, perfect. And then, you know, we sell a lot of extras.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I'm going to be ordering a few extras from you when that time comes, but that time has not come here yet. And in between now and then even after then, the 1911 University will be showing up every Friday evening. We're getting ready to wind this one down now.
Thursday.
Huh? Excuse me?
Thursday.
What did I say?
Friday.
I may have already started getting into scotch.
That's all right.
Anyway. Every Thursday, we'll be doing 1911 University with Joe Chambers. So thank you very much, Professor. We will be in touch.
All right, my friend. I'll talk to you.
My regards to Mr. Hinker, too.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is coming up inbound. It will be Planet Rick with Rick Ector as we talk a little urban street self-defense. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.